Robert Atsushi Fifth Experience. Before I begin this testimony, I will offer a prayer for God to bless all listeners. Lord, this person who is worn out because of the fight, your heart is filled with compassion because of the time of trials. I see people who are hurt and bruised by hard trials. How many are broken and grounded by the difficult struggles that are passing? Things were not as they wanted them to be. Their dreams have been frustrated and their hope is gone. They may have lost something of importance in their lives. Today is the day of the restoration of these people who hear me. Lord, pour your spiritual oil into the wound of these people and heal their souls, heal their wounds and ease their pains. I believe you will restore the old pot to be a new pot. Today you transform sadness into joy, gathering the pieces of their hearts and bringing them back to life. I am already beginning to see happy people and feeling great joy in the soul. It is the presence of the Holy Spirit flooding people here. I see the weight of the yoke falling to the ground, people being relieved by the power of prayer. Everything becomes new and a fresh start is beginning at this moment. No matter how much the person is injured, today the celestial doctor erases all of his past and makes him forget all about the bad that happened. He heals hearts and restores every soul and makes new lives begin today. Amen. New Year Principality. I was praying on December 31st, and when the new year of 2018 entered, my spirit was snatched up to the clouds. I saw the celebration of the new year and the sky was lit with fireworks. A principality received the whole commemoration. This principality was a gigantic demon about 10 meters long and would sit in the air and receive the whole new year celebration. I saw many rituals of the new year being offered to this principality, like making dinner, white clothes, champagne and many drinks on the tables with fruit. People who are believers also celebrated the new year together with the wicked. People made promises and thanked the year that went away not to God. Many people drank and drove their cars and accidents happened. The demons of death walked the streets and homes to bring the souls of these people as an offering to the principality of the new year. The old year was gone, but it took many souls with it. How many did not see the new year come in, waited for the new year and were anxious, but did not see the year come in for having their lives reaped the day before? The principality that received the offerings of the celebration of the new year gave terrible laughs. The people made a promise idolizing the new year, asking for peace, prosperity, and health for the coming year, forgetting God that adds the years of their lives. I went back to my body and it was day one. Tongues. I kept praying, and I saw a demon bothering me because I'm praying and not celebrating the new year. I had to pray to God in tongues so the devil would not hear what I was saying. The demon was very angry because he did not understand what I was saying in my prayers. That demon wanted to hear what I was saying to try to stop the work of God that was revealed to me in 2018. He came into my house and went to Naomi's bed to do the wrong. I cried the blood of Jesus. I pointed the finger at this demon. A ball of fire left my finger and hit the chest of that demon that made a hole. That demon was wounded and a blackened liquid dripped from him. He disappeared and my wife saw me pointing her finger toward Naomi's cradle. She asked, "What did I see?" I said, "A demon approached near Naomi's bed." I went to pray after that spiritual war. In a spiritual war, you have to prepare yourself. Overcoming the spiritual world requires sacrifices of the flesh. I know to build a holy church on earth I will go through difficulties. Demonic prisons. In visions of spiritual battles, there are few who are overcome by the legions by being imprisoned by demons and unable to free themselves, both wicked and unbaptized Christians. I saw many captive churches doing the will of the flesh, being enslaved by the demons. I also saw an army of devils around the churches that preach the truth. They just needed a bit of sin to get past the boundary line. When the people began to give legality to them, the demons entered through the openings that each person gave. Satan cannot allow quarrels among the demons because of the kingdom. They know that all have lost and will be cast into the lake of fire, so they unite to destroy the earth and the lives that inhabit it. False prophets. There is no spiritual warfare against the false prophets by the demons because the demons do not bother with them. Demons cannot fight false prophets because they are on the same side, contributing to spread the deceit in the bosom of the church, which should be a place where truth is preached. Demons conduct spiritual warfare against true Christians because they know that they are people who long to live in heaven and have an open spiritual vision about salvation. And the demons know that a heaven is a good place and they have lost their homes and will do everything for the saints not to go there, offering them perishable silver and gold. Praying. I had a vision of God empowering brethren to overcome sin and also gave spiritual abilities to overcome their problems. Sanctify your life, give up everything and start living a life of prayer. I saw in the vision the prayers of Christians living in sin being held in the air by the demons. The prayers rose like little balls of fire and were seized by the demons of the air. Millions of demons formed a barrier to paralyze the prayers of Christians and do not allow them to rise up. The prayers of the new converts were also seized by this demonic barrier in the air, not because of sin, but because they were not spiritually clothed. Jesus said, "The strongest have to intercede for the weakest and cover their prayers until they rise above the demonic barrier. When I pour out my anointing on the new converts, their prayers will be so strong that the legions of the air will not be able to hold them back. Tell them to keep on praying and sanctifying themselves until they are clothed from above." While those who have been in the church for some time and still do not renounce the world, they must repair their lives so that their prayers can come to my throne and I respond to their request. If they do not renounce sin, they will never win the war, for their sin gives strength to the demons in the spirit world who oppose them. Tell those who live a holy life, they are progressing in their spiritual lives and their prayers will be strong and they will rise to heaven and no demonic barrier will be able to stop in the air. Your prayers will move the heavens and whatever you ask will be done. I received a revelation that the prayer of strange tongues has much power. This prayer is for your edification. If you do not have the gift of language, ask God. I saw in vision the power of the prayer of the righteous living a separate life. When they prayed from their mouths, they came out with swords that cut chains and cuffs that fasten each person's wrists. I also had a vision of a false prophet who preached to the crowd, and the people remained imprisoned. There was no power in his preaching, and when he prayed, their prayers did not ascend to heaven. God rejected all his cries and prayers that disappeared in the air and did not reach the throne of God. When the believer begins to bear fruit, everything cooperates in his favor. The church needs a reformation for its spiritual growth. The anointing of the groom is released in the lives of all members within the house of prayer. A voice told me, "I want to organize the church for spiritual battle. I will be the captain of this army, its guard and security. In the church there is no superiority among the members. Jesus is greater, he is the one who sustains the work. It is not us, but it is the Holy Spirit that makes the work grow." 2 days after this revelation of the new year, a glorious light descended on my room. For the presence of my heart, it was Jesus who came to meet me. He came to visit me personally and my spirit left the body to meet him. Jesus came in all his kingship and clothed in majesty. When there is something important, he comes over to see me. If not, his angel would have come. He took me up a hill and said, "Servant, on this hill on January 3, 1997, your father came up here and prayed. That day he shed his tears and interceded for your life. You were a child and he asked me to snatch you and show heaven to you. Today, this happened 21 years ago, but I have never forgotten that prayer that remains in the memorial of heaven. Servant, the time of this prayer has arrived for it to be fulfilled, for everything has a determined time under heaven. Tell my church that I have not forgotten their prayers, but at the appointed time I will fulfill them, even if it is taking time in their sight." When Jesus told me these things, I was surprised, for my father had never spoken of this secret prayer on the mountain. Heaven. In my first rapture, I entered the gate of heaven, and the angel did not allow me to know heaven. I looked at that multitude from afar. I even saw my father, but this time I was allowed to know heaven. And Jesus led me to heaven, and we passed through a narrow door. When I entered that place, glory to God, church, I am very moved to have this great privilege. Jesus said, "Welcome to my kingdom. All power has been given to me in heaven and on earth. There is no crying, no weeping, no pain, no suffering. There it is the place of those who are persecuted for the love of Jesus and his gospel. In that place are the peacemakers and the pure in heart. There are the meek, poor of spirits, and those who are persecuted." I saw a world outside human reality, a place different from those places on earth that many call paradise. That place is so big that it had to be divided into north, south, east, and west. And in the north, there were several regions, also in the south, in the east and west. I was not allowed to go to the heavenly places where the prophets, patriarchs, and apostles dwell. I saw kindergarten where all the kids play. They were happy. Each region of paradise has a community of people. Each block is gigantic where a population of people lives. There was no division of persons, only places were divided for the abode of the saints. In heaven everything is organized, the houses do not stand on top of each other. Each block had an angel at the door like a lookout or a guard. Several communities were in one region, each one had their own individual home. Several people of various times, different nations, different people and languages were there who speak the celestial language. There the race, neither tall, nor short, nor feminine and masculine, all have appearances of angels. Jesus do not reveal his secrets to the great media preachers, Matthew 13:11, he answered and said unto them, because it is given unto you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to them, it is not given. It is only the little ones who have these revelations. Matthew 11:25, at that time Jesus answered and said, I thank thee, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because thou hast hid these things from the wise and prudent, and hast revealed them unto babes. In heaven, I was allowed to talk to people. I saw many souls that my Father had won on earth, they were more than 500 people. Lord Jesus showed me these people in heaven. I also saw many ancient people from the Philadelphia Church and from the Church of the Corinthians and also from various peoples of all ages. These people are there as a result of the works of the churches that have rescued those souls. If they are there, it is thanks to Jesus and secondly to the men and women of God who are committed to the salvation of souls. The people of heaven are very naturally united, it is not a forced union. I saw the vigor in their lives, tenderness in the soul, the safety of being beside Jesus, wisdom, reverence, and peace in their faces. They were quiet, amazed, and I could see the gratitude on their faces. A people fulfilled in every way, radiant with the glory of God and the satisfaction being there to continuously glorify God. I personally felt their joys, affection, and love in that group of redeemed saints. They are delighted with all that their victories meant. I saw kindness and docility of God's people in receiving me among them as one of the saved. I saw grace and harmony and a great familiarity on their part. The worship of all in heaven is chanted with great enthusiasm. All animals, plants, flowers, trees, angels and some celestial beings that are not animals and angels sang praises. I was well received in heaven with joy. I saw the kindness of its inhabitants and the inner spiritual beauty expressed by the saints. My acceptance among them with love proves that they have no more sins, have been transformed before passing through the heavenly gate. The saints who entered heaven were like pure children, they underwent a process of purification before entering. Jesus showed fellowship and cordiality with me. He received me with great satisfaction in his kingdom. He is my true friend. I felt his forgiveness invade my being. In heaven I felt the lightness, I seemed to want to fly, there were so much joy and supernatural softness. Joy, bliss, and happiness took over my soul. There you seem to want to jump and play. The heavenly vibration has invaded my life and a sense of well-being has taken hold of me, only a smile exists in heaven. Spiritual things are revealed with clarity, there is no mystery that is hidden there. The curtains are drawn, everything is unveiled, as I had not yet died the deep was not revealed to me and some things were not allowed me to share in this testimony, for it is secret between me and Jesus, the church will know in that great day. Houses in heaven. The houses are of very fine diamonds, and they also had gigantic buildings. The diamond houses were built in gorgeous green fields that exude life. There are multi-story houses looking like apartments for just one person. In heaven it is not equal to the earth, where an entire family lives in a single house, there the rewards are individual, each one has his or her own house. I watched as the angels lifted the houses and made the second floor, then the third floor, and there was no end. These buildings can be 1,000 stories or even more, it depends on your work on earth. The more you work on God's work on earth, the more the angels work for you in heaven. One angel helped the others to increase the size of the house of the saints. I saw the house of a brother who was a millionaire on earth. He gave and divided all his goods with the needy. When he came to heaven, he came as the most perfect man of his day. The greatest in the kingdom of the heavens who were most rewarded were the most humble who lived on earth. The great ones I saw in the kingdom of heaven are those who preach truth on earth, Matthew 5:19, whosoever, therefore, shall break one of these least commandments and shall teach men so, he shall be called the least in the kingdom of heaven, but whosoever shall do and teach them, the same shall be called great in the kingdom of heaven. The men who received many rewards in heaven gained many souls and had no fame from men, so they received their rewards, Matthew 6:1, take heed that ye do not your alms before men, to be seen of them, otherwise, ye have no reward of your Father which is in heaven. I saw many believers on earth gathering treasures in heaven, living a life pleasing to God and working in the work. The angels were building a house for a person who had converted to Christ on the earth. I saw when an angel came down to fetch the soul of a brother who had died on earth. His house was ready waiting for the newest inhabitant. When he arrived, he was very happy to see the house of gold waiting for him. And after that brother, I saw several angels descending to collect the souls of the saints who had died on earth. On that day, four souls arrived in heaven, three sisters and one shepherd who went to their homes each. I also saw a large gold mansion belonging to a missionary. He denied Jesus at the time of his death, and that house was passed on to another person still living on the earth. And there is no envy in heaven for one having the house bigger than the other. There is recognition there for the effort of the one who worked the most and a great respect. I saw many houses in that place within a great field. These are the spiritual heritage of every faithful servant. In that paradise there are many unoccupied houses scattered on all sides, waiting for the saints that are on the earth. Your house is waiting for you there, church. Remain faithful to God and His work. I saw a man who has dedicated himself much to the work of God since his youth. He renounced the world in exchange for living only for God and died aged. When he arrived in heaven, he won an entire building of gold for him to live in. I saw many martyrs who died for the love of the gospel. They did not deny Jesus and were killed. When they reached the heavens, they were received by Jesus himself and had their names engraved on a gigantic pillar of gold as heroes of faith. Matthew 10:33, "But whosoever shall deny me before men, him will I also deny before my Father which is in heaven." Heaven is a place of rewards, and these are the treasures that gather in heaven. Work for God and you will have your reward. God is just and gives rewards according to your work on earth. Do not imitate the false prophets who accumulate riches on the earth. All their wealth will be eroded, and they have no dwellings in heaven. They accumulate money on earth, and that is their temporary rewards. Nothing that you do for God goes unrewarded. Every soul that you gain has a reward. If you make an effort to walk in holiness, you also have a reward. If you live an active spiritual life, you will have a reward. Having charity and the fruits of the Holy Spirit also has a reward. Your home grows as you work in the harvest of Jesus. Heaven is an immense place, and there is room for all the souls of the world to convert their lives. Jesus shed his blood for all. Each region in heaven is a very beautiful place, and each person inherits a piece of land and is not small. I saw that multitude of people in white robes eat the manna from heaven, the same one that fell from heaven in the desert to the people of Israel. The earth is fertile and produces fruit at all times. These celestial fruits have taste beyond our human imagination. The trees in heaven are loaded with fruits with blue, green, red, white, yellow flowers of a variety of colors. These fruits are tasty and give pleasure to the palate of those who eat. They are fruits of the life that the saints eat. There are fruits of all kinds that you do not have on earth. I saw trees with honeycombs full of honey. There is an abundant place. There is a great diversity of colorful and flowering plants, where all nature praises God. The river that passes in paradise, you walk on top of it, floating on the waters, and you can also dive. I walked over it. On the river, there are beautiful fish of all colors and golds. This river passed inside this beautiful city of precious stones. In heaven, I could walk or float through the air, walking without putting my feet on the ground. The heavenly landscapes are indescribable. I cannot express what my eyes saw. The place is so beautiful, church. The wealth is everywhere, where the thief cannot steal. Nature shone like precious stones, and the whole vegetation is alive, breathing and moving. The green fields are sparkling, and their green grasses shine like emeralds. I saw an immense green field area with several animals in that place. Birds that flew and glistened from their wings and praised God. There they do not feel hungry but eat to feel the pleasure of life. The climate of heaven is pleasant, neither hot nor cold, that animates your soul. The air breathes life and the temperature is soft, the people are enveloped in a heavenly atmosphere. That place is filled with everlasting life, and the people grow in knowledge and wisdom from what they did not know when they were on earth. There all the mysteries of heaven are revealed to the saints. In heaven, all human understanding passes, and the mysteries are revealed. There begins the true life, where Christians have failed to enjoy in a tyrannical and unjust government on earth. There you will live a new life next to Jesus and walk among the angels and celestial beings. Everything in heaven shines like a mirror that shines in the sunlight. All this happens because heaven reflects the light of Jesus. The stones of the heavenly streets are gold, crystal, jasper, diamond, ruby, emerald, tourmaline jade, opal, sapphire, turquoise, amethyst, peridotite, musgravite, beryl, garnet, citrine, eucalyptus, topaz, silver, and other stones we do not know. All this we trample upon as carpets for the saints, while on earth this is impossible to happen. The heavenly lands are clothed with precious stones, and their sand is fine gold. The fullness of life is in that place, where there are people of various social classes who live there. The people walk through the city of gold, their faces shone like a light, they are happy and smiling. Their appearances are angelic and they walk with the angels and talk to them. I've seen what transport is like in heaven. The angels walked with horses and chariot of fire and led the people to the temple to worship God. Jesus sent an angel to take me to various parts of heaven in a carriage. I approached the temple of worship, but the people did not approach much to the one who sat on the throne. He looked like the sun and we could not see his face, only his feet, for his throne was at the top. And the people prostrated themselves as they approached that throne, and we stood at a distance of about 30 meters or more. Jesus walked through the streets of gold and as he passed by the multitude, the people bowed down in reverence to the King of Kings. All brought honors and offerings to Jesus. What a magnificent place! I felt complete joy and full happiness. The government of Jesus in heaven is just and holy, no rulers on earth can equal it. There is the welfare of the people. Jesus said, "Servant, I have snatched people from the earth to know heaven, and it does not guarantee salvation if they do not keep themselves from the world. I have already snatched people who, despite knowing heaven and hell, allowed Satan to steal their crowns and today are in hell. Servant, tell my church, if you persevere to the end, you will inherit all these things that you saw." Jesus called an angel who came with the book of life. This angel showed me many names that were erased from the book because they did not bear the marks of spiritual warfare. Others had their names erased by giving up walking on the narrow road and surrendering to sin. The angel also showed me a list of names of people who converted through me. They were people I did not know, but the angel said that my testimony has reached places where I have never been and are saving souls. The angel said, "This will have a great reward. The more souls you gain, the more your reward will increase." Jesus said, "Servant, this is your last rapture. I will reveal the mysteries to others who will be raptured. Some people who hear your testimony, I will snatch those." My worries disappeared in that place. I forgot that I had a wife and a daughter. Jesus said, "Servant, you have to go back to take care of my church." I answered, "Lord, I no longer want to be a pastor. I do not want to go back to the land, it's a lot of suffering, my wife will be well." When I finished talking, I was already back on earth. I'm going to say a prayer. I do this for getting used to praying every day. My body has become accustomed to praying, today I love to pray. Oh Almighty God, I stand before your presence. My greatest desire is to go and live with you in your heavenly kingdom. I cannot wait to meet you and leave this world of horror. I introduce you to the evangelical European community where I am a pastor. They believe in your promises and are different people. Teach us more and more to walk in your paths, to know your mysteries and to reveal to us what is still hidden in the Word, clarifying more and more its holy doctrine and its will in every life. Make us upright and humble in your righteousness, giving us grace and strength to keep your covenant. We fear you and with affection and devotion, we are taking great care of your work. We are not unhappy as the world is. Jesus has manifested his glory among his people who worship him in spirit and truth. We will keep his precepts within our hearts. Amen. My wife is going to talk about her rapture that happened in February, 1 month after my rapture at that moment. Hear her testimony. "My name is Susan Atsushi and I was caught up in heaven when I went to the church vigil. The angel of the Lord came down to take me and we went up at high speed. When I walked into that beautiful place, I stepped on those bright green grasses. The smell of the perfume that comes out of the flowers exudes a fragrance that does not exist on the earth. Everything you touch in heaven, the sensation is of happiness when you touch a tree, earth, plant, water, or stone. I could hear nature chanting perfect songs. When I was watching the wonders of that place, I saw a paralytic man who did not have his two legs. When he got there, he had his legs restored. Disabled people who lost part of their bodies had their bodies totally made whole when they entered heaven. A Christian who had lost an arm in the accident, when he entered heaven had his arm regenerated. A servant of God who had his face burned by a Muslim had a new, angelic, youthful face. There in heaven, everything is perfect and there are no deformations. In heaven, deformed people are totally healed and restored. A woman died of cancer of the gut and went to heaven. When she got there, she was clear of this disease. In heaven, there is no sickness, no deformations, no deficiency, no sin. I looked at that beautiful city of gold and full of locals. A light covered that city and illuminated the whole paradise. I also saw that the buildings in those houses are perfect. I have never seen on earth a structure of engineering as perfect as that of heaven, whose architect is Lord Jesus. The angel said, "Look how beautiful this place is, look at its immensity. All this was built out of love for the church. Realize the size of this love that reaches the point of the groom dying for the bride and still prepares this place so beautiful." When I looked at the city, I saw that it was infinite. The place is immense and much more gigantic than the earth. Our planet near paradise looks like a racquetball. The angel was talking to me. I saw a man dressed in royal robes riding a white horse. This man, even though he was far away, smiled at me and continued along the golden road. The angel said, "This is Jesus, our King, to whom you must thank. If it were not for his sacrifice, your name would not be written in the book of life." Tears. When the angel finished saying these things, a servant of God died on earth at that moment. Her spirit came to heaven, and she was clothed in white robes. And when she got there, the angel brought millions of drops of crystals to this sister and said, "These are your tears." The angel took me to the place where I saw millions of crystal balls. The angel said, "These crystals that you see are made of the tears of the saints and are here for the decorations waiting for their owners. Tears of repentance with sincerity or calls for help are transformed into pure crystals. The tears of a saint are very valuable to God, they are too valuable to be left behind on earth. Nothing of the bride of Jesus will remain on the earth, not even a strand of hair. Jesus sees how important the church is to God." The angel showed me there on earth, a woman praying from the heart. An angel would pick up her tears and put them in the gold tube. This angel ascended to heaven with the tears of that servant and turned into crystals. Suddenly, several angels came to heaven from the four corners of the earth. All were carrying tubes filled with saints' tears and turned into crystals. And that place was filled with drops of pure, glittering crystals. There in heaven, the people do not stand still, they sing praises to God, they talk among themselves, and they do not stop singing thanks to Jesus who freed them. The angel who took me to heaven and interviewed a Christian who was faithful to the end of his life. He died serving God, was now enjoying his work, and was happy for his victory to have succeeded in overcoming the world and being saved. He said, "It was just worth waiting and it was worth just staying." Warfare angels. In heaven, it is only rest, while here on earth it is a spiritual battle. The angel showed me an army of warrior angels emerging from a great golden block. They were prepared to go down on earth and fight for the causes of the saints. These angels are special for battles against the forces of evil. It was revealed to me in heaven the things that do not please God. Mind of Christ Television. Jesus is charging the church that has the mind of Christ, without malice, a renewed mind. Pray to God and ask for that mind. Also stop watching television. The angel said that this device contaminates the eyes, the mind, and the heart. Jesus wants us to have a clean mind, to stop watching television and grow in doctrine. Devote yourself to it. Mouths. The angel showed me from heaven, the people of the church, how they acted on earth. Spiritually, I saw many people from the churches, who had their tongues cut like snakes. And inside their mouths, I saw Satan's nest, several baby snakes that inhabited his throat. The demons in shapes of these little snakes owned the mouths of these people and made them curse. I also saw the chief demon who had a gigantic tongue that did not fit inside his mouth. The lips of these murmurers were black because they complained about everything. And when these people opened their mouths, a sword cracked a house in the middle. It was the church being divided because of the tongues of these people, who wounded and killed the brothers spiritually. The angel said, "The sword of righteousness will descend upon the lives of these people. If they do not repent and amend themselves, their souls will descend the gates of hell." Church, ask God to sanctify the tongue and learn to control it before the judgment of God descends upon his house. The angel said, that our mouth is an instrument of the word to be used in liberation and edification. The responsibility of salvation is in our language. This was my revelation that I received. I remained in heaven for a short time and had to return to the earth. Still, the veil was not over when I returned. My wife's church has grown very spiritually. She was a cold believer who had no intimacy with God, and she is now fruitful. I want to make it clear that the place we visit is not the New Jerusalem, but the resting place of the saints. My wife and I made two spiritual covenants after our rapture. The first covenant, we will enter heaven even if it costs the price of our blood. We will sacrifice our lives to enter this place. It is still not guaranteed to be our home, and we have to persevere. The door is narrow, heaven is taken by force. The second covenant is, we will never part, even if trials come, and we will be together until the end. Demonic attack on home. After my rapture to heaven, hell rose up against me. Satan sent a demon to fight my life on earth. In my prayers at dawn, I saw a very fierce demon creeping around my house. This demon came to challenge me inside my home. He could not enter my house, because I had no abomination in my house to give him legal grounds for him to enter. I also gave orders to him. I said, "Demon, do not cross the line, stay from the yard to the street, do not go inside my house." A demon who dared to harm my daughter came into my house and was injured. That demon, recognizing the authority I have, has not taken a step further. He knows the real soldier, and the demon is also afraid, who said they do not fear a man of God. This demon, even from a long distance from my house, was attacking me. I was kneeling on the ground and he saw the size of my strength that Jesus gave me. He could not measure himself against me. I am not exalting myself, I am saying that just as God gave strength to Samson and David against Goliath, he continues to give capacity today. That demon would receive strategies in hell and climb the earth to bring me down. Snares of sin, television. A man involved with a television channel tried to take me to a station trying to get my name on the media. I refused and said, "I cannot expose my ministry on television since I preach against the Babylonian electronic, technological system of the Antichrist." Snares of sin, seduction. This demon could not bring me down this time, but he used a model that tried to seduce me. This woman wanted me to leave my wife that God prepared to help my ministry. I said, "I am a man of one woman, the first and the last. After her, I will have no woman." Just as Jesus continues to be faithful to his church, in spite of her infidelity, I will be faithful to my wife even if she ever leaves me. I will wait for her to die. That model that was in love with me was gone. The demon had thrown an evil dart of passion into her mind, leaving her completely beside herself. She said she would kill herself because I did not want her and went to her apartment. I came home and prayed. And in the vision, I saw a trap and a demon ready to reap the life of that woman. I prayed for God to deliver her. It was when in the vision, I saw that my prayer seemed like a ball of fire that went towards that devil reaper. When he saw that fireball, he fled and left the model, and the passion dart that was in her mind disappeared. She had been hypnotized by that demon and returned to her normal state, forgetting to try to seduce me. Snares of sin, riches. The demon who was trying to knock me down put a businessman pastor on my way. He wanted to invest money in my ministry and said he will put my church in every country in the world. That man tried to corrupt me with his money and wanted to buy me, but the Holy Spirit revealed to me all his plans. Later he did not want to help me. Brothers, the devil does not give up trying against our life, so we cannot give up walking in holiness and pray for strength. Without prayer we end up giving up. That devil sent from hell to take me down, he's been trying for a month against my life since January, now it's February. I resisted this demon and its deadline to destroy me is over. And when he came back to hell, Satan commanded the other demons to punish him for failing. I saw in the vision when the demons hung that demon upside down and tortured him all day. Hell is not like heaven, where everything works under pressure because time is short, church and they are desperate. The king of hell is not sweet with devils, he makes the life of his demons hellish. If Satan does this to those who work for his kingdom, what he will do to you that does not work for him if you fall into it. I saw a female demon of seduction being tortured. And I also saw other demons being tortured for having failed in the torture rooms. This is the result of a holy church that prays, causing the demons to be punished in hell for their failures. I saw when Satan commanded another demon to try to knock me down. That demon was surprised to receive this difficult mission, for he knows the difficulty he will have here on earth. This demon could not say no to Satan and accepted the mission. I know psychologically he was shaken, but they do not give up, they always have hope they will achieve. They have overthrown many holy men who lived on their knees in prayer, they did not watch and were overthrown by surprise. I saw Satan with a huge list of Christians who were overthrown. Satan on his throne showed to that demon the list of the many Christians who have fallen. Satan said, "For us all is possible," and that demon upon seeing that list was very excited to want to knock me down. If you fail like the other demon, I will always be tortured by your failures, the next one that will go to punishment will be you. The punishment room awaits you. This demon is much stronger than the other demon who failed to want to knock me down. The word of God saith, "He that standeth, take heed lest he falls, and let the fallen rise up while there is time." I cannot go wrong, I have to be a mirror of holiness and make disciples. You who hear me do not know the price I pay to bring souls into the kingdom of Jesus. I have stepped on the thorn and I suffer greatly. Now I understand what Jesus suffered when he was on earth and the disciples as well. After going through great financial abundance, God allowed me to lose my job. Physical exhaustion prevented me from praying, I lost much worship because I worked at night. After I was fired, I did not question God, I did not murmur, he gave and took it. I have no wealth, I only have one house in heaven and one family, even the house where I live has been given to me. I have nothing that makes me important among the rich, I have only the greatest pearl in my life, the Holy Spirit of God. Holy Spirit. For you who have the Holy Spirit and do not want to lose because of the things of this world, you are the salt of the earth that preserves the flesh, do not let it rot with the corruption of this world. Live a life on your knees before God so that he does not withdraw his Spirit. People who pray grow in grace. I saw in the vision a pillar of fire upon the heads of these people. The prayer of the righteous with the Holy Spirit at his side is so important that he reveals all that is hidden. Learn to be intimate with the Holy Spirit, for you have certain matters that your pastor will not answer to you, but the Comforter on your side will reveal things to you. The presence of the Holy Spirit will make you dislike the world. Ask for portions of oil in your life every day, so that the desires for the things of the world do not arise. Fill yourself with the Word of God and your hunger will be satiated. You do not need to go to the world and indulge yourself with the filthiness of pleasures. Ask the warmth of the Holy Spirit not to depart from your life. The cold of this world cannot invade your life. Ask each day for spiritual transformation, being more spirit than flesh. Ask God for a delightful life in His presence so you will not miss the world. I see the essence of the Holy Spirit as a fireball enveloping the lives of gospel practitioners. When you bind your spirit to the Holy Spirit, there is a very strong connection and a supernatural development happens in your life. Something extraordinary in the spiritual life of the believer is realized. I never appealed for the offerings of the brothers, but Jesus touched the hearts of people who came to my house to bring money. A God-driven entrepreneur gave me a high amount of money, which I can spend for the whole year. Jesus said, "I am preparing you in this desert so that you may continue to grow spiritually." After my fifth experience, I received a shower of anointing that fell like drops from heaven. My visions multiplied, I was being prepared to face great spiritual battles. In a spiritual war, the weakest are harmed, they are hit directly by the darts of darkness. Spiritual recovery is time-consuming, so you have to repent, to humble yourselves before God and to fast and pray. What leaves the believer weak is a sin, even if he lives a life of prayer, he will have no chance in this war. The spiritually prepared go to war, and the unprepared have to seek more preparation. Sin overthrows the believer's spiritual life by giving place to the flesh that makes room for the devil. The flesh is your enemy, dampen your will, overcome yourself, that is the only way to overcome your flesh. Walking by sight and not by faith has also caused believers to fail. The false anointing of shepherds with their false teachings also overthrows a believer. All this is part of the spiritual warfare that tries to prevent the believer from being saved. War can shake your faith and drive you away from Jesus, but you can also get closer and stronger in this war. Your experiences increase with wounds and stones, but your abilities also grow in these battles. Deliverance. I met a pastor who prayed for deliverance and fasted for people. He was attacked with all the forces of darkness and became ill. His ministry of deliverance was destroyed, causing him to close down his church. The demons bombard churches that expel demons out of people's bodies. Churches can only have ministries of casting out demons if the pastor is consecrated to God and separated from the world. If you have liberal churches that do not bother demons, and they do not attack these churches, that's strange and not from God. Demons hate serious churches working with deliverance, not only casting out demons but also freeing people with the word of truth. It is no use expelling the devil from the person's body if he is not taught to walk in the doctrine of God. The person, being free from that demon and seeking to walk in the truth, will draw the Holy Spirit into his life, will have his seal that the demons upon seeing cannot touch him. If the person has the demon expelled from his body and does not seek to walk the truth, the demon will return with seven more, which will be more difficult for him to be free. The church where I am the pastor has many new converts. I will not tell the name of my church because it is the Church of Christ. I became aware of the symptoms of spiritual weakness that occur in the flock. My duty as a pastor is to help the fallen, to raise them up, to build up the weak, and to take care of the wounds of the sheep. If any wolf appears walking around with his false teaching, I will protect the flock from this false prophet and the demons that try to enter the pasture. I will fight with all my might if I can, I will even die defending the cause of the gospel. Theology seduction. A demon infiltrated within the church I care for, he was dwelling in a Christian woman. She joined me and went to do a mission in a city. When she arrived there, she taught theology at the mission, and when she returned without the Holy Spirit and with another spirit in her life. This is the dirtiest way that Satan found to overthrow the doctrine of my ministry, through this woman who was the leader of the female evangelistic group of Homes and Streets. She entered the church wearing shoes with high heels about 10 centimeters. As she walked through the church, her heels made a tick-tock sound. The converted young men and those who were still spiritually weak looked at her beautiful feet. In a vision, I saw evil darts leapt out of her that entered the eyes of the brethren and entered into their hearts. I saw when the eyes of these brothers began looking at her feet and were rising upward toward her legs. There they committed adultery and thoughts with his sister. That is the damage that carnal theology is doing in the lives of many who do theology. You have the Bible, why do you need to go for more things? Is the Bible not enough that you still need theology? I lost a great woman of God who helped me because of the theology that teaches differently from what I teach to the church. Satan has taken advantage of theology to spread the weeds within the church, so I do not leave any more members of the church that I care to do theology. And when the missionary of the church where I am a pastor came back from traveling, I barred her from wearing makeup in her ministry and she changed to another church. Once again the plan of Satan fell to the ground, I anticipated it and neutralized his strategies of ministerial corruption. Cosmetics. I saw in the vision devils of art embodied in the actors and the actresses to enable them to interpret their roles. These demons deformed their faces and made them look like clowns. They are responsible for making many artists win the best Oscar of the year because of the covenants. These demons were able to change the personalities of these artists at the time of recording the scenes. The faces of women who do makeup are changed into those of circus clowns. Are you actresses to paint and play a character? All the actresses who paint their faces become another person who has nothing to do with their real life. This shows that makeup takes away the naturalness of God's creation. Every woman who paints her face, her personality changes and she becomes seductive and self-confident, full of wiles of hell. They are the devils of art who possess and transform real actresses of the real world, making them do things they wouldn't do in real life, causing them to split from their true personalities. Christian women who care so much about their beauty, one day the beauty of the body will grow old and there is no use fighting natural aging. Accept the course of nature. Why do you care about your white hair? You should worry about your salvation because one day you will die and your flesh will be eaten by the earth. No matter how many plastic surgeries you do, your body will be a skeleton when you die and your efforts will be in vain. Worry about the salvation of your soul. This is eternal and does not end when you die. You want to be young, without wrinkles and beautiful. Save your souls and have eternal life. There in heaven, you will rejuvenate and will not have signs of old age that is the mark of sin that entered the world because of Adam. I went to heaven and I can assure you that they are all young and have beautiful and angelic faces, because they didn't care about the flesh, with what dies and is perishable. Grace. Jesus has revealed to me the great lie of the theology of grace that nothing is a sin. They say we just have to believe and there is nothing else we can do. These theologians who speak this, do not know what grace is and do not live in it. I saw in the vision a man in the dark, but he was surrounded by a flash that illuminated his body and made it shine. He was enveloped by the light even in the dark. The Lord said, "This is grace, my light in the lives of those who live my word. Servant, all who are in grace will have that light which is my spirit in their lives. These are with their lamps burning and filled with oil. Those who live in sin are not in grace but in darkness. My grace is equal to the light you saw in the life of the man of vision. It accompanies those who live a holy life, making it the light of the world and different people on earth. I will say a prayer to follow up with the testimony. Lord my God, many who hear this testimony are struggling financially, others are passing tests on marriage, relationships, and family. Many Christians think their spiritual lives are gone and their ministries are over. The difficulties have stopped many, but the Lord is the God who renews their forces today. Weddings and shaken relationships will change and all that is out of place will return to their place as before. The Lord God will put you in the right position and remove the stones that are disturbing the lives of these people. They have lost this war because with their mouths they confess that they are Christians, but their attitudes condemn and reprove them as workers of the Lord. But the Lord Jesus converts hard hearts and transforms those lives, giving them a new form. He changes the character of these people and converts your interiors. The change from within will be reflected on your entire body, even your behavior. Let them be a new creature of truth and let others be amazed at their transformation. I believe in the changing power of Jesus that changes and transforms, just as Jesus turned water into wine. Their behavior will no longer denounce these people, for they will be new vessels made by your power. Amen. Angels. I had a vision of the wonderful angels of heaven. When I prayed together with my wife, a companion of struggle who never leaves me, neither in pain nor in the work, nor will she leave me when I live in heaven. She'll go after me, I'm sure of it. The angels are organized, each has its function in heaven and on earth. The church should learn from the angels to organize themselves for the work of God. They are a united army that fights against the forces of evil, and the church should imitate them, uniting against the forces of evil, not fighting each other. Angels of protection. I saw in the vision a whole family that had converted to Christ, and they were very excited. They prayed every day and they did not miss a church service. A legion of demons surrounded the home of that family. They were not yet ready for war because they were new converts and had no experience of the spirit world. Jesus from heaven saw the sincerity in their hearts and sent several angels to fight those demons. The angels descended from heaven with their swords and wounded those demons that were struck hard. These are the angels of justice, who fight against injustice and evil and defend the church of Jesus, the holy bride. I remember when I went to preach in a place infested with legions of demons. They stood in the way preventing my passage, but when they saw that behind me the angels were with me, they opened the way for me to pass. In the vision I have of my home, an angel is in contention protecting my home. This angel left me on my knees to fight against the demon that haunted me. He knew of my spiritual ability to win that fight, but if things got complicated, he was there to give me cover. The angels guard the homes of believing Christians who are ready for war. And when the legions of demons approach a family that serves God, the angels come down to protect them. In deliverance sessions, when the demons leave the bodies of the people, the angels captured those demons and sent them to hell. When a person received deliverance from a demon, he goes out to seek other demons to inhabit the vacant spaces in his soul. When the person did not sanctify himself by prayer and the word, the demons return to inhabit with full force. Intercession. In another vision, I saw spiritual warfare between the angels and the demons. A pastor interceded for a newly converted girl. The girl's prayers were blocked in the air, but when the pastor interceded for her, her prayers went through the barriers of the demons and ascended to the throne of God. The angel came down to deliver the victory to the girl, but the legions of demons chained him. This angel escaped from the chains, but could not come down to the earth. He returned to heaven and the blessing of the girl that was to be delivered that day was postponed. The next day a much stronger archangel, angel of war, descended. When he descended the legions of demons fled and the air was free for the angel to pass and to descend the earth. He came personally to give victory to that converted young lady. The converted young girl was not spiritually clothed, for her prayers were weak, her blessing was by the mercy of God. Angels protect the harmless as long as they are obedient to God. Sometimes your victory has not yet come because of the barriers, but make sure it is guaranteed. If your prayer has reached the throne of God, there is no devil who can stop it. Warring angels. I saw another vision of an angel who was surrounded by a legion in the air that had a large black iron box to imprison the angel. These demons wanted information on the mystery the angel is going to bring to a Christian. Three angels came down to the aid of that angel and fought against the legions, their sharp swords cut those demons. I saw when an angel scraped his sword in that large black box that shattered into several pieces. The angels frightened them, and the angel of mystery descended on the earth to deliver to the brother. These air demons are the same who make storms, swirls, strong winds, and hurricanes for destruction. I also saw an angel coming down to earth and compelling the devil to give victory to a servant of God. That devil always closed the doors of work to the servant of God. The angel finally forced him to open all the doors of work. The angel pointed his sword at the demon and made him unlock the doors that he had closed with a black key. Recording angels. I had a vision with angels going down in the churches to take notes of what is being preached and taught over the pulpits. Even the kinds of praises were noted by the angels, even the types of clothing that people come to church, the behaviors are also noted. And when a person was converted, the angel wrote down her name in a book. They were two angels for each church. One wrote down conversions, one remorse, and one was willing to renounce everything for Jesus, and the other angel wrote down the sins. One angel wrote down what was good and the other wrote down what was wrong, so I always tell the church where I am a pastor to watch when they enter the house of prayer. I teach to do a true worship, with much devotion and worship to God without any scandal. Two other angels came down and took reports of what was happening and went up. Do you know where they keep these annotation reports? When I was in heaven, I saw the angels guarding the reports of the churches in a room of gold files. It is through these reports that many will be judged. I also saw in the vision angels inside the homes of Christians making notes of what happens. They would note when Christian couples argued with words of offense, a Christian walking in the shorts and shirtless inside his home, God's servant walking around in bras and shorts. When they argued with their neighbors to speak cool words, words of low quality without value, words that belittled the offended person and also proves the rottenness of the heart by their evil language. The angels record all this in reports both to the good works that come from the Holy Spirit that are its fruits and also the works of the flesh that are written down. On the day of judgment, there will be no excuses, everything is being written down to the testimony. I am saying, alas, if I increase anything or cease to speak what Jesus had commanded. Angels and demons of death. I had another vision with angels of righteousness who execute the divine laws descending the earth. They were sent by God, and when they came down, they smote the false prophets and sorcerers who were doing evil to the people. Angels also kill, church, remember King Herod who was injured by the angel and what happened to the Syrian army that surrounded Elijah? They were injured by blindness caused by the angels. These men did so much evil on earth that the angels had to come down and take away the lives of these men. The demons have also received orders from God to reap the lives of all who do evil to others. The death reapers are demons who take away lives, and they were also killing witches, Satanists, and false prophets. In the vision, the sins of these men reached the nostrils of God. I also saw a reaper inside the church jotting down the names of people who are going to die. Satan asked the souls of the rebellious Christians, who even going to church every day had their hearts hardened and continued to scandalize the word of God. And God said, "These souls will not be needed in my work, they will never repent of their sins, I know the future, I can deliver these souls to Satan." And the reaper demons killed and carried those souls. I had a vision of a crowd of people walking through the city. Many of these people had the number 6 on their forehead and behind them was a black smoke. I asked Jesus, "What does that mean?" Jesus said, "These people who are marked will be the next to die. And the black smoke you saw is the signal where they go when death comes. All who have the mark of death have heard my word and have not listened to the tortuous paths of their hearts." In the vision, I saw when the reapers of death took the lives of these people and led them into the kingdom of darkness. I saw these demons causing all sorts of deaths like car accidents, murders, suicides, and heart attacks. Demons crushed the hearts of people marked with their hands. All the people marked on the forehead died, for God had determined and delivered those rebellious lives to the demons to do whatever they wanted because they chose not to serve God but Satan. Word. The day after the prayer campaign, I had a vision of a white ball of light circling the churches. I asked Jesus, "What does that mean?" Jesus said, "My servant, it is my word." Church, that glorious vision, I saw when that ball healed diseases in the souls, closed great wounds, and healed. When this ball of white light passed, seeds fell into people's hearts and their lives were fruitful. The Lord said, "Those who accepted my word brought forth fruit in the midst of the wilderness." And the Christians who nourished themselves and prayed, Heaven opened and rains of white lights fell on those Christians. Heaven provided authority and strength to those servants of God. A voice said, "This word is the source of living water that flows within the interiors of those who feed on it. They will not weaken, and wherever they go, they will carry these virtues with them. They will lay their hands on the captives and release them, and where they trample upon their feet they will leave blessings. Those who pray and strive will grow in such a way that they will not be shaken in difficult times. Your prayers will give you resistance against evil. These will pass over the trials and their spiritual levels will increase. These are the ones who got used to praying every day, exercising their bodies to this custom. Those who read my word will renew their strength and a new creature will be born of my word. Those who pray and feed on my word will grow and be strengthened spiritually and will be relieved in the hour of trials. They will be regenerated and will stand firm in me." In the vision I saw this ball of light that is the word entering the people and forming soldiers, building on the rock leaving them protected against false doctrine. When the word entered them, it gave strength and the anointing began to sprout in their interiors, attracting the essence of the Holy Spirit in their lives. I saw that ball of light transforming the life of a converted young woman. The ball of light warmed her heart and melted it as candle wax, bringing repentance of her sins. The ball of light produced crystalline water that flowed in and flowed inside. One voice said, "I am softening your sin-hardened heart and making a new transformation." That ball of light adorned the woman with shiny stones, and her body glowed with spiritual adornments. That ball of light made water flow from the life of that woman's interior. A strong wind blew on her and brought revival. This strong spiritual wind penetrated inside her and blew the little flame inside that woman, making the fire ignite. Her countenance changed completely. The Lord said, "Look, servant, the power of my word when it is preached as it is, look at the result of the change." I had a vision with people attached to the world, detaching themselves from it and giving their lives to Jesus completely. These people began to practice the word and the light enveloped their bodies, making them shine. These people began to read the Bible and the word entered their hearts and black shadows came out from within them. I had a vision of a clay doll that was being modeled by a giant hand. A voice said, "I am a potter and I will transform all the lives that follow my word. I will leave my image and likeness. I will leave their personalities equal to my word." And Lord Jesus was blowing on the doll and a wind was coming in. Jesus said, "This is the spirit of life that comes into the lives of those who love my word. I will be resurrected in their spiritual lives." That hard clay doll was being softened by the living water coming down from heaven. The voice said, "This is the water of life that quenches the thirst of those who follow me." I saw the word in the shape of a light penetrating inside the puppet and a giant hand corrected all the cracks of that puppet. "Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path," Psalm 119, 105. The Lord said, "I rebuild broken vessels and they will be valuable to me. I will make vessels of honor for my glory. I redo the vessel into a new creature. They will be filled with my spirit that will overflow. These will be giants in the faith, but they must have reserves of oil in their lives when they are lacking." I had a vision of the giant ball of light on top of a church, and from that ball, a shower of bread fell into the church. And no one took those pieces of bread to feed. Jesus said, "This is my pure word being rejected in the churches. Many do not accept it as it is. They do not want to feed on my truth to have their lives transformed. I have raised simple men to prepare the church. They do not care for the riches of this land, and do not take the offerings of the people for their pleasure. They teach the church to overcome sin by preparing the people for my meeting. These soldiers have freed souls from the dominion of darkness. They went through the sieve of the test to be approved workers. They are more than church workers, they are the heavenly workers who are passing through this world. They are my angelic messengers who dwell on the earth, they are angels of war who defend my truth. All who preach my truth are my angels of the earth. Servant, to be my worker it is necessary to pass through the sieve where sin cannot pass. But today's people value false prophets who speak what they want to hear, tickling their ears. My servants whom I have set up for my work are being mistreated and rejected by these unbelieving people. His messages have no value to the church if the people knew that it is I who says those words. When they reject one of these little ones, they reject me. If they listen to one of these little ones, their souls would be saved. My little angels only want their good and free their souls from eternal damnation. They rebuke sin, and because of this, the churches are against my servants. The evangelical leaders of various denominations are pursuing my servants. These shepherds who do not support the truth manipulate their churches not to believe my servants. Satan is laughing because he is covering the ears of these people who will not believe. All this is Satan's strategy not to let my gospel free the people of the churches. The demons have used many Christians to pursue my watchmen, and if they could, they would have killed them too. Their hearts are filled with anger and they are furious, they are possessed and are even capable of taking the true servants' lives. My servants are not applauded like false prophets, but rather are hated for my name's sake. My chosen ones go through the ordeal because of my word. The people no longer support the truth and hate those who preach it. Because of this, the spirits of dumbness have possessed the tongues of the cowards who, for fear of persecution, no longer preach my holy word. When Jesus told me all this, tears flowed from his eyes because of the rebelliousness of the people. I told Jesus that no matter if they will reject my preaching, I will be faithful to death in teaching the word. Heresies. After this vision, I saw another ball of light, but this time it was black and not white. Jesus told me, "This is a false doctrine that came from hell and is inside many churches. How many pastors are committing spiritual crimes, killing souls, and teaching them to sin? The wages of sin is death. They are using the Bible not to destroy the strongholds of deception, but to take advantage and benefit from my work. These acts are illegal before me and they hurt my holiness. They divert money from my work and cause rebellion against holy doctrine. They steal the money from the house of prayer that is given from the heart, and they are robbers of the house of God. Do not fall into the hands of the living God Jehovah, whom they do not know. If they knew, they would be afraid to do these things. They use the Bible to deceive and they are murderers of souls. They will be judged as murderers. The eyes of my spirit are watching every step of theirs. They do not know me, because they do not serve me and have no fellowship with me. They serve other gods. The revelation of the Lord to the churches began with preaching the truth, and now they preach the lie. The Lord said, "Shepherds, change the doctrine of your churches before my sword descends upon you and takes away your breath of life." Jesus said that the black light that circulates in the churches is false doctrine. It also has the power to change people in favor of darkness. I am proof of this when I have received books of theology from various authors of various lines of thought. My father would have thrown the whole collection in the trash without reading them, as he never liked authors to sell their books. At the beginning of my ministry, I wanted to do theology. The Lord said, "No servant by necessity needs theology if the servant can speak mouth to mouth with his master. Any questions ask me, do not seek answers in human wisdom." Brethren, in these books I have examined, I saw doctrinal deviations, as devils are shrewd. If I had not been clothed by the power of God, to give me the discernment of what is a lie, I might be deceived by those books. When I opened the last book, a black shadow left the pages and tried to enter my mind. The shadow found no space in my mind, hit my head and fell to the ground and entered the earth, going back to the depths that is its place. He did not enter because I am clothed with the helmet of salvation. I have the mind of Christ. Jesus said, "That shadow is one of the demons of brainwashing and is called the transformer of minds." Church, I recommend to you not to waste your time with these books. I was attacked by a terrible demon for reading some passages. The devil infiltrates the books and ideologies to infiltrate the churches. The word of the devil has the power of spiritual death within each lying letter and full of heresies that divert people from the truth. The Bible is inspired by the Holy Spirit. The word vivifies, resurrects, and brings into existence that which does not exist. Testings. I have new messages from God to pass to the church. Jesus will put the church in difficult situations to prove who the saints are. The church will be tested and many will know the ones that are grounded. Jesus told me that from the coming years, trials will test the faith of many. A season of tribulation is coming to ravage the church and everyone has to go through it. It is necessary that the wind blows to see who the true Christians are. Masquerade masks will fall from the face of many, revealing who they really are. From that year on, and next year, many souls who have chosen to live in the pleasures of the world will be harvested, and most are young who think they will live long. False Pentecost. I was invited to preach in a church and sat in the platform next to important preachers. I was surrounded by false prophets who will never agree with my teachings. When I finished preaching, I began to pray for the ungodly people. God operated with healing and signs of wonders through me. The false prophets were also healing and signs were happening. I had a vision of a black angel of wings operating these signs beside the false prophets. This demon did not want his servants to be ashamed and began to imitate me. It seemed that he was disputing with me who healed more. Church, it is not easy to operate signs and wonders in the same place where the demons operate. This demon was behind these healers. I have the gift of sight to see what I saw in my discernment. When I did not have this gift, I did not judge because I did not see, and for those who do not have the discernment of spirit, it is better not to say anything until you know for sure. If you do not have the gift yet, pray for God to reveal the life of the prophet or the kind of spirit to avoid being deceived. The Lord said, many come in my name and prophesy what I have not commanded. They deliver messages using my name and words I did not speak. They heal the sick in my name, but it is not I who use them. They drive out the demons without my legitimate authority. Pentecost and great revivals are happening in places where I am not present. All those who think that I will pour out my spirit on those who do not want to give up their hidden and open sins are being deceived. My spirit is not in the place where the mouth speaks deceit. These preachers are the precursors of these false revivals that do not have my mark, which is the seal of the Holy Spirit. I do not know them. Jesus showed me all this in that service. In the book of Joel 2:28, it says, and it shall come to pass afterward, that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, your old men shall dream dreams, your young men shall see visions. The demons know this word and are taking advantage of it and imitating the very works of the Holy Spirit in these end times. The Holy Spirit is poured into the lives of the saints to empower them, and Satan also pours out his deceiving spirits into the lives of those who walk in lies. Exhortation. I have an exhortation to pass to the church. Accept your brother as he is, do not despise him for being poor and humble. Strive for more union and love and stop dividing the church, saying, I do not like that brother because he is strange. Be in solidarity with one another. Jesus is wanting from today's churches a spiritual plan, such as time to pray and evangelism to stop self-indulgent souls are dying. You make as many material plans as studying, getting married and working, but what do you plan for Jesus? They never stop to reflect that the works consist of awards, and all that they do for man has no return, but for God, they will have rewards for all eternity. Be valiant workers for God and your pastors. The opposers think they are justified in their reasoning and claim to be victims by saying they are being persecuted, but they do not look at their spiritual states. Repent or burn in hell. Jesus said, those within the church do not want to do my will outside of it. I have increased the days of some rebels' lives, giving them more opportunities to be saved. If I turn to my back, Satan will reap their lives. I see stage performers in the pulpits inventing fashions to attract people with their jokes. They want to draw attention to jokes because they do not trust my word that saves and frees. My altar needs no actors, but men who serve me in spirit and truth. Jesus told me to give a message to the shepherds. He said, churches are changing, pastors protect holy doctrine. Do not take other churches as an example, ask for direction and I will answer what to do. If you obey me, your churches will have more anointing than theirs. Do not let the worldly churches influence your ministry. Do not worry about offerings and tithing. Think about how much people care about the purity of their spiritual garments. They are my precious stones and I will charge every soul I have placed in their hands. They cost the price of my blood and I will charge the price of their blood if they make them lose themselves. Know the teachings that you are giving my sheep, examine the doctrines before offering to my people. I want to change your teachings so that changes in people's lives may happen. The church growth is in holiness, it needs to live with my applied doctrine in their lives. Jesus sent me a message to the missionaries. He said, I put the right person in the right place in the mission field. Those who open their mouths to speak the truth without fear, God is with them. Announce that the time to salvation is short. Do not get tired of talking about Jesus. But for those who do not want to obey my mission, death will follow. Free the drug dealers, drunks, and prostitutes. I will put you to do what you did not do in the mission that I gave you. I do not want to be treated as a God-man. I'm just a simple and humble man. I've run away from the media, television because of the revelations. I do not want fame or success and want the recognition of God alone. I do not disclose my testimony, I have only authorized the churches to write the accounts of my experience. I went to church at night. I realized the church was clinging to me. They asked me for prayer for all areas, family, marriage, strengthening, and infirmity. All this began to happen after I prayed for the girl and she was resurrected, until the invitations to preach in other churches began to increase. All the members of my church began to rely more on my prayers and stopped praying, no longer believing in their own prayers. I prayed to God and asked for an answer on what to do. Jesus said, "The church began to depend on you, not on me. They are getting settled in a comfort zone. I will take you from here so that you are not worshipped. I'll take you somewhere else and you'll stay there for a few months. I will put a laborer to take care of this flock instead. Without you, the church will learn to depend on me. They will return to pray, ceasing to be dependent on you." That was Jesus' warning to me. My separation from the church was for the good of the flock. What they do not understand is that I am a man and all operations of miracles come from God and not from me. If God uses me, He can use anyone as an instrument. Just stay in the position that God wants for each person's life. The church has put its responsibilities on my shoulders, which has caused me a physical strain. I have prayed for the whole flock and gone to visit the weak. They forget that they are soldiers too and that they can face their problems. The Holy Spirit gave me orders to anoint two young men who are prepared for the work, and also I anointed a pastor to stay in my place while I am going to open another work in another city. Antichrist. When I returned to my house, I had a vision of a sword knight in black armor. He was meeting in hell with the demons. The knight was empowered with the powers of darkness. His mission is to bring the greatest number of souls to hell and make life difficult for those who resist his authority. The Holy Spirit said, "This warrior you see will declare war on the saints and will be the greatest spiritual warfare of all time. The sword that is in his hand means the word of the lie that will cause the spiritual death of his worshippers, and for those who do not prefer to follow Jesus, will cause physical death." In the vision, I saw when this knight was behind a spiritual wall and passed by entering our world. And when that happened, he was no longer a knight, but a man. I could not see the face of this man for God's sake, but I saw his body from the neck down. An elegant and good-looking man, very different from Jesus when he became incarnate on earth and was born in a manger, the son of humble parents. This man is extremely intelligent and rich with a speech that could persuade the world population. Today the church is at war against what is spiritual, but the day will come that evil will cease to be spiritual and will reveal itself in person and the eyes of the whole world will see him. The personification of evil will wreak the greatest spiritual battle ever against the church and it will be a bloody battle. I will close my testimony by making the last prayer. Lord, I present to all the hearers of this testimony. May every person who hears me come and live in holiness, pleasing you through their lives. Let their hearts be blameless until the coming of the Lord. May the love of Jesus grow intensely in the hearts of every person. That the people may come together and love one another. I pray that they will please you, progress in their spiritual lives for the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus manifests your power of transformation every day, from your salvation to those who believed in this testimony. Have mercy on unbelievers and give them the opportunity to understand your mysteries. Receive, O God, these souls as a pleasing offering to you. May this testimony come to nourish their spiritual lives, and let them receive salvation and the prize of eternal redemption. They have sacrificed their flesh in exchange for a special anointing from the Lord. The fruits of the Spirit will be born in each brother and will be blessings on infertile earth. We love everything that is from heaven and reject everything that is material from this earth and leads to perdition. Reveal mysteries to those servants who remain in unity in love and truth for thy glory.